Samantha Bee Christmas Special features Abolish Ice Skaters, Blasts Trump's Immigration Cruelty. By Justin Caruso on December 20, 2018. TBS late-night host and left-wing comedian Samantha Bee held a special Christmas show in New York this week, featuring Abolish Ice Skaters and plenty of Trump bashing. "I don't think that our inability to get immigration reform should result in this, operating at this level of cruelty. It's not right," Samantha Bee told The Hollywood Reporter, attacking President Trump and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, for the separation of families at the border. Bee also said that Americans should all be very aware and attuned to the misery and the cruelty with which our administration is approaching this problem. As promised by the title Christmas on ICE, the special is entirely focused on immigration and ICE. In the introduction, Bee claims that it is a tremendously difficult time to be an immigrant in America. She also celebrates the Christmas season as the least terrible season of the year because Congress isn't in session and even neo-Nazis visit mom. "Forget the lies and treason, and grab this Christmas season by the jingle bells," Bee and the other performers sing. As is the case with much of Bee's comedy, the special was almost entirely activism with lame jokes mixed in throughout. She uses the special to raise money for Kids in Need of Defense, KIND, a group that works to help migrant children in the court system. The entire special aired on TBS last night and is available on YouTube. The 49-year-old comedian promoted the special last month by depicting ICE agents raiding the nativity scene, comparing illegal immigrants to the Virgin Mary and Jesus Christ. The former Daily Show correspondent also attacked Ivanka Trump in May, calling her a feckless cunt and implying that she sexually seduces her father. "Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless cunt. He listens to you. Put on something tight and low-cut, and tell your father to fucking stop it. Tell him it was an Obama thing, and see how it goes, okay?" she said. Bee apologized, but months later claimed that the outrage over her comment was incredibly overblown.